Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show, Dom Time Until Rush Time here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Coming up, J. Christian Adams and another lawyer released something late yesterday that's startling right here in Pennsylvania. They've done this in other states. How many non-citizens, potentially, it appears, have the ability to vote? Now, you're thinking, well, wait a minute, they're non-citizens. How are any of them voting? Well, he'll explain the process or lack of process that handles that. Now, I first met him. He was the first guy to spit it out about Eric Holder. You may remember the new Black Panther Party here in Philadelphia, 2008, intimidated people with sticks and everything else in Fairmount in the Obama election. And they never answered for that. So a summary judgment was issued against them, which meant they're guilty because they didn't even try to defend themselves. Eric Holder just dropped it. He didn't like it. Minority, the whole deal. First time, and you see J. Christian Adams often on Fox. This is a real service to come into a state and take a look at things like voter ID, who's eligible to vote, what the heck is going on here. Now, you know Trump is apparently announcing 2020. He's running again. They are going to come after Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan beyond carpet bombing it to try to win this and to do anything. You can imagine in a place like Philadelphia. Joining us is the guy who released this report, J. Christian Adams, on the Spring Dance Hotline, Hot Tubs line. Let's go to J. Christian. Hey, welcome in, Christian Adams. Thank you for joining us. What did you find? What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Well, part of the problem is Pennsylvania's hiding the ball. They're denying us the records. We've had to go to other counties to get a glimpse of what's happening. We've gone to Pittsburgh and Allegheny, and we're finding that aliens are getting on the rolls in Pennsylvania because of some kind of PennDOT glitch. And they've been getting on the rolls for two decades. And this is one of the reasons, I think, why the Secretary of State resigned abruptly without explanation a couple of months ago. And we asked for the information, and they're hiding it, so we sued them.
And the number that you and your colleagues guesstimate or have, Christian, is about 100,000 people potentially?
Right, and we cite Al Schmidt, who is one of your local election officials there, who said that at a hearing in Harrisburg in front of the legislature, that the problem could be as high as 100,000 aliens. And that wouldn't surprise me based on what we're seeing. And that is that aliens are getting on the rolls. Aliens are voting, Dom. We cite in our complaint multiple examples of real people in Pittsburgh who got on the rolls because of this glitch. Because they're non-citizens, they got on the rolls and they're voting. We give the names of these people. Some of them voted multiple times in presidential elections over the last couple years. So it's a serious problem. Everybody ought to be in favor of government transparency. Tell us what the problem is, Harrisburg. Don't hide the ball.
Well, exactly. And as I understand it, with PennDOT, it allows people somehow or another to be registering the trail of this. And it's been out there for a while. They haven't fixed it. Who are not citizens. And it doesn't seem to faze them to do something about this.
Well, that's right. And that's what's most troubling. Not only are they hiding the ball, they don't seem to be telling the public how they're fixing it. Remember, non-citizens can get driver's licenses. A lot of people don't like that, whatever, but that's the reality. So non-citizens can get driver's licenses, but as all of you know, when you go get your driver's license, you can also register to vote. And that's where the problem's happening, because PennDOT is not filtering out, apparently, the non-citizens from the regular citizens at the voter registration process, and it's ending up with aliens on the voter rolls in the state. And You know, everybody ought to be in favor of fixing this.
Well, that's right. Well, Christian, I'll tell you, we're here, though. You know, they're too busy fixing the potholes. Not really. They're not fixing those either. So they ought to be able to do this if they're not going to fix the potholes.
Yeah, and if nothing else, tell us what you're doing to fix it. Don't, you know, we've had to send lawyers to the offices in Harrisburg, not once but twice, to go get access to these public records, which we have a right to under federal law. You have a right to under state law, and they simply won't let you look at it. And that's not how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to have a transparent government, mm-hmm. particularly when it relates to the integrity of our elections.
Where would listeners, what website, where do they go to see what you've been up to?
Well, go to publicinterestlegal.org. I got to tell you, you guys have got to see these election records we did get from Pittsburgh. These aliens are like scratching out letters saying, I'm not a citizen, please take me off the rolls. Literally, you put the letters up at the website at publicinterestlegal.org. They write these letters begging to be taken off the rolls because they're not citizens, but they've been voting for president. They voted in 16, 12, 8, 14. They're voting in Pennsylvania elections, and then they're writing letters to be taken off the rolls because they're aliens.
It's an amazing story, but hey, when you first burst on the scene with our buddy King Samir and others, you don't get more amazing than that.
Oh, gosh, that's a long time ago. We're going on now 10 years.
Exactly right. It hasn't changed here in Philadelphia. Christian Adams, thank you. Thanks for jumping in today, Christian.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.